know, oh, I know Blade wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy. Here to let you know that there is a way you can become a homeowner. Just stop paying rent. Take the necessary steps to obtain the American dream of home ownership. Stick with us. We'll show you how easy it is. Just a reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H or 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors say this is the year you can become a homeowner. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to know to help you become a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, we have our REACH staffers and counselors in the studio. Dee Phillips, Akana Southall, and Ivana Rocha are here in the studio to help aid and assist you in your quest for home ownership. After the headlines, Sadie and Rico Ortez join us with a special story about their new home and a special thanks to the REACH counselors. News at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, he covers the news better than two coats of paint on the front door at a Sherwin-Williams warehouse. And then joining us in the studio with a special report from last week's D.C. Housing Conference is the Executive Director of REACH, Pat Tracy. Wait until you hear what she has to say about our lobbying efforts up in Washington, D.C. And, of course, REACH Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. But first, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and now REACH Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
I have kind of a sneak preview for you of what's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Palm Beach County's single-family homes last year sat on the market for about 85 days. Guess what? Things look much better for sellers these days. There's been a 39% decrease from the previous year in how long it takes to unload a home. The recovery in Palm Beach County's condominium market has lagged the overall housing rebound, but with inventory near depletion and a revival in urban living, sale prices and new projects are hitting post-boom highs. And some bad real estate news for some people. In Port St. Lucie, the state is acquiring dozens of homes through eminent domain and forcing the residents to clear out. We'll tell you why. Also, it's a sign of the times. Foreclosure rescue scams are rampant all over South Florida. Some of them are quite clever. We have a bunch of tips for you on how you can avoid getting ripped off. And tension between homeowners and homeowners associations are nothing new, but we have a really weird one to tell you about during the news. Also, want to buy a home for a buck?
Yeah.
$1?
Yeah, let's go.
We'll tell you how you might just be able to do that. There's only one catch. You have to wait 22 minutes.
Okay.
That's when the news is.
You're sharp as a tack, I gotta tell you what. When we return, Dee Phillip joins us with the latest information about FHA and HUD guidelines. So stay with us. We are about to tie the string theory of time and space to the bow of our brightly colored kite of brotherly love. I would say beautiful plumage.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Okay. Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, here to tell you about the Reach Educational Membership Program. You know, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership classes included in REIT's annual education membership program, and they average between $25 and $49 per course. This curriculum educates homeowners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing, owning, and maintaining a home. Plus, you get 2 free credit checks per year. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of these valuable educational home buyer programs, you would normally pay $250. But for a limited time, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach Educational Membership Program for only $99. Did I say that right? $99. That's a $150 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you would like to sign up for their educational membership program. The toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or you can dial it the hard way at 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. The toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay, for more than 10 years, Dee Phillips has been in the real estate industry. She currently works with Reach. She is a HUD-certified housing counselor. She holds a Florida real estate license and just so happens to be one of the top counselors at Reach. Dee Phillips, welcome to the Reach Radio Show again.
Thank you, Alan.
I know we've had you on a bunch of times. I don't know if the listeners have figured it out yet, but on the first of every month, all the Reach staffers come to the studio and we talk about all the neat things that we do there at Reach and how we can help you reach the American dream of home ownership. It's just that easy. And Reach has all the answers, and that's because of Dee Phillips. Dee, you're the answer person, right?
Yes, I am. I am the answer person. Yes.
You know, before the show started, she said she was just going to answer all the questions with yes or no. And she didn't want to elaborate. She thought we were going too far. But I have to ask you this just so that our listeners can know. What is a housing counselor?
Well, a housing counselor is actually certified. We have to have special training, and then we have to have continuous education. So we are constantly learning, and as new programs come out, we have to learn those programs, and then we have to implement them.
I know. They change those programs like weekly, don't they?
Not quite.
Pretty close. Well, we had a guest in here a couple of months ago that said they used to publish a book, but they changed the rules and regulations so fast they didn't have time to print the book, so they just went to the website and said, get the information there.
Well, some of the training is on the website.
Right.
And others is in the classroom format.
So what is it that they teach you? I mean, anything special?
They teach us about the various programs. They teach us about foreclosures and credit issues, credit. They teach us on... oh, my goodness. It's just a whole gamut of things that are related to housing.
Right. It's more than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich
is
what you're trying to tell me.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, they have to because they have so many rules and regulations that they have to follow, and then that all falls back on us. And if we don't do the job right, then we can't get folks.
We can't get our clients, correct.
Exactly. What's the hardest thing that I shouldn't say the hardest. What was the most difficult process that you had to go through?
I would say learning it. I mean, actually, for me, I can take the class, but I have to do it.
Right.
In order to get familiar with it and to become comfortable with it. So just taking it in the classroom format, for me, is not enough. A lot of people learn much better in the classroom format. I learn more so by doing it.
Hey, that's the best way, right? Experience is the best teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I learned that one time in the seventh grade. I'll never forget, but we don't want to go into it now. I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I'm... You know, it's not an easy process getting a house. I mean, you just don't knock on a door and say, here's my money and let me walk in. There's so much more to it. And if you don't know the path, then you're lost.
Actually, and if they use that method, then we wouldn't have a job. So let's not go that route, okay?
Yeah, we don't want to tell them. Actually, it's not that easy, you know, because last time I checked, I don't have a law license, so I don't think I could understand half the forms and everything that you have to fill out. So it's good that folks are there like you that can help walk us through the process.
Okay, and it's good that we offer the first-time home buyers class, and it gives a lot of information. We cannot give you every piece of information that's involved. However, we open the door, we give you a lot of information, and we make you an empowered purchaser. So when you go out, you have information to go out with. So then you know what to look for. You know that you need to have your credit in order. You know that you need to have some money to go along with your purchase. You know that you're going to be dealing with a realtor. You need to have a lender. You know, you find out about the title and the HUD and the good faith estimate. We talk to you about the appraisal. We talk to you about the inspection. We talk to you about the survey. We try to cover most of the basic things that you will need to actually be dealing with when you're going through that home buying process.
Hang on, I'm writing all this down.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that's a lot of information that you have to know. And you said something about money earlier, you have to have the money. You know, that's probably the thing that scares off most home buyers, and they think, oh, man, I want to buy a home, but the regulations have tightened up. They want 100% down, or what is it now? What do they want down now?
Well, we have a program through the state of Florida, Florida Housing, that you can get into a house with a minimum of $1,000.
Wow.
Okay. You do have to have a credit score of 640 for that program. And your lender would be the one to help you get that. But we can introduce you to it, talk with you about it, make you aware of that program.
Well, you're prepared. That's the most important thing.
Right.
When you walk in, you're prepared. You have all your paperwork, and you help the folks go through all that, right?
We help them, and we also direct them to people that can help us help them.
Hmm. Just that easy, huh?
Just that easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're going to have to call Dee and find that out. You know the number, folks. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And they are professional people that know exactly how to help you get into a home. And Dee, you know, you asked me not to say this, but I'm going to do it anyway because
okay. That's
how I am. I roll that way. You know, I heard a testimonial from a person that we helped a long time ago. They called in on the phone, and mm-hmm. they were talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that you were really, really helping them out and that you had a, quote, smart brain.
Okay.
Do you have a smart? I think you do. You have a smart brain.
I don't think so.
Well, she told a wonderful story about how you helped her get into a home. I remember it because I have it written down here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's touching to hear stories from people that we've helped. And like we've been saying on this show for the last year now, people just don't seem to believe that we can do what we say we can do. I don't know why. We wouldn't say it if we couldn't do it.
Right.
But we do.
Yes, we do.
And this lady was proof. And I believe we have a couple of folks sitting right here in the studio
that could
also affirm that story.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I would like to introduce you to Rico and Sadie. Ortiz.
That's correct.
Hi.
There
you go. Welcome to Reach Radio.
Thank you.
You have a special story to share with us today?
Well, we do, yes.
Do tell.
Break first.
Wait. My producer's telling me we have to do a break first. Is that okay? Can we do that? All right. Well, when we return, we'll have Rico and Sadie's story, a special story just for you. So hang on. Don't go anywhere. Don't take off the seatbelt if you're driving. And we'll be right back after the bell. Here it comes.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Reminding everyone that the First Time Homebuyers course is set for May 25th. That would be the last Sunday of this month, so you may want to call early before that class fills up. The number, of course, for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. You may want to get into that class. The First Time Homebuyers classes have been filling up really quick. All right, back to our guests, Sadie and there you go. Thank you, Rico Ortez. They are joining us in the studio with a very special story about how the REACH counselors helped them out. Thanks for coming into the studio today and taking your Saturday. Probably be better off at the beach, right?
No? Well, we thank you for having us here. We appreciate it.
Well, it's great. So what is your story?
Well, in January of this year, we decided that we're going to look into buying a house. But with so much information, misinformation, whatever you want to call it out there, we thought we'd do some research and find some professional who would help us with that. And we went online, we found REACH, which was the absolute best thing we ever did.
Yes. I agree.
We like hearing that.
We called in, we registered, we came to the first class seminar.
First time home buyer?
First home, yes, yep, absolutely. Right. That was where we met Dee and we met Pat, and they had invited guests there with tons of information and other people who were interested in first time buying at that class. Mm-hmm. Lots of information, more than we expected to get at the time. And that was at the end of January. And as of today, we are in our new home.
That's correct.
April, May. That's
yay! Yep.
And that's less than 4 months.
Yeah, yes. And I had a request that I be in my home before my birthday, and Pat, you know, she met that. So
well, happy birthday. When was your birthday?
It was yesterday.
And, hey,
and we've been in the house 3 weeks now. We closed 3 weeks ago.
28 years old.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He wish.
So we I have think a, you wish. Right?
So we have a nice 4-bedroom home with a pool and a spa.
Wow.
And we have 1.2 acres of land. It's just great.
You didn't get a home. You got a ranch.
Yeah, a ranch. And all we need is some chickens and some horses. We're ready to go.
Well, that would come later.
I know where you can get the chickens. And I know where there's a couple of rats, but I don't know.
But I would want to say that, you know, buying a home, you know, it can be a very stressful situation.
Right.
And Pat made it, you know, even though I was, you know, because it is. And she made it as smooth as possible for us.
Well, the key to this, it's a first home, right?
Right.
So a first-time home buyer, what do you know? I mean, if you'd bought 3 or 4 homes previous, you'd probably know kind of where the ropes are. But right. First-time home buyers, you're lost, right?
Exactly.
So it was a good thing that REACH helped you out. Now, you had all the financial arrangements set and everything before, or did REACH help you out with that too?
Oh, REACH helped us with that. Well,
yeah,
definitely.
We came in, you know, with some power, but yeah. REACH gave us the information we needed. Yes. You know, they made us comfortable making that decision.
And
you know, we were able, with their help, to say, okay, we're ready, let's go.
So they walked you through the paperwork process and the whole thing. It was a no-brainer, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. See how easy it is, folks?
Couldn't be any easier. I mean, Dee and Pat and Moniker and
the staff
Wonder,
at Reach.
The staff at Reach were just great.
Very helpful.
Everybody was just great.
Information there is very powerful. You need it. You should pursue it before you purchase a home. It's the best decision you could make.
Well, you know, they used to say that knowledge is power, and I think I amended that. I don't think knowledge is power. I think the best use of knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
But first, you have to have the knowledge so before you can use it. So, and that's what Reach provided for you, right?
Tons of knowledge.
Absolutely.
Tons of knowledge.
And we would recommend it to anyone.
Yes.
And I'm not paying. Here, hang on, let me give you a dollar.
I know.
We're not paying these folks to say that. They came in here
Absolutely
on their own
not.
This Saturday, taking a nice day off. It's a wonderful day down here in South Florida, and they decided to come in here and help us spread the good word, and we thank you for doing that. Anything special that you learned that you'd like to pass on to a listener that's saying, gee, I don't know, maybe I should go down there?
Yes, call Reach.
you want to know what the number is?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just the information. I mean, you just can't step into this world without, you know, being empowered with that information. I think it's the best thing you can do. You need that. You need that foundation because it'll make you more comfortable going through the process. To try to do it blindly, it's just a big mistake, and it could be costly for you, more costly.
Mm-hmm. Especially, yeah, misinformation is just as bad as
yes.
anything, but not having the information.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's why it's important that you get all these forms filled out. I tell everybody every week, I'm not an attorney. I don't know how to fill these forms out. And have you ever seen those mortgage contracts? They're like 28 pages, 38 pages.
Exactly.
And you look at it and you go, yeah, it looks good. Sign where? Yeah, okay. and you're done. And you don't know what you're signing or what you're
right.
getting into.
Yes.
Right. And there's two more things.
Mm-hmm.
One, well, first you get to come to the studio and get these Reese's. And then you get to meet Pat. So
And Dee
and the staff. So I mean,
and the staff at Reach.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, we have a lot of great staffers, and the Reese's are provided by Mort Ages. Mort usually brings a bag of Reese's Pieces in, and the show sort of sounds like, well, okay, we're going to get this down. That's great. I'm glad you took the time to come in. Pat, you want to jump in and just get a little closer there.
Yeah, get a little closer to Rico. We have been close. I'll tell you, when we went out looking, Rico actually drove my car. So, and I was very thankful that he did, because when I drove him, I kind of ran into a fence. So, but we looked.
Was that included in the course?
It was included
that
in
was scary, yeah.
How to find a home. He was so delighted to be driving.
So
then.
When she turned over the wheel to me, I was like, sure, I'll drive.
But we had a great time, and not only did he get a new house, but he got a grill in the deal. Did you use that for your birthday?
Mm-hmm. Yes. What's that, the grill? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's it like being in your first new home?
It's great. It's great. You know, I love the peace, the tranquility, you know, the space, you know, and of course, you know, all the things to come. You know, we're going to make it a home and build a home. So years to come, you know, we're going to make memories.
Well, let's see. You said 4-bedroom, right?
That's correct.
How many kids do you have?
Well, we have grown kids, but we have a lot of grandkids.
You know, they never grow and they never leave. They'll keep coming back. So it's a good thing you have a 4-bedroom house.
Correct.
That's how it works.
That's
well, listen, I want to thank you guys for coming in today and spending your time with us. It's glad to hear that someone out there is making headway, and Reach is here to help the good folks do that. So thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having
you
us.
Bet.
And thanks to Reach.
All right. Thank
We're
you.
All right.
That brings us up to our Spotlight Home of the Week. This week's home is brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This property is located at 816 Blue Ridge Circle in West Palm Beach. It's a beautiful 2-bedroom, 2.5 bath, freshly painted, new carpet, stainless steel appliances, and there's a private courtyard with a spacious living area. And each bedroom has its own balcony. That's kind of cool. It's located in a gated community with a big pool and a workout room. The property is perfect for a small and growing family and located close to everything. Again, it's a 2-bedroom, 2.5 bath townhome. It's those quad homes. I'm sure you've seen those before. There's 4 units to a building. And it has freshly painted walls, the new carpet, stainless steel appliances, and like I said, a private courtyard with a spacious living area. To make this house your home, call the good folks at Pat Tracy and Associate. They're number 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Well, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. We'll have some more success stories from the Reach staffers, and Ivana Rocha joins us. She's the newest staff member for Reach. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, built on the rusty side of a transistor made in Taiwan, it's time for Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our self-inflicted news guy, Steve Cody. Steve, you are self-inflicted today, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You're talking about the bandage on my head?
Yeah.
My wife is teaching me respect.
Oh.
Good afternoon, everybody. Here's a look at the real estate news for this afternoon. Palm Beach County's single-family homes sat on the market for a median of 85 days in March of 2013, meaning sellers languished for nearly 3 months before they struck a deal. Well, last month, homes were sold in an average of 52 days. That's less than 2 months, and a 39% decrease from the previous year. Still, that was not a record setter. In September, homes sold in just 44 days. It all depends on the sale price, of course. According to the report this week released by the Realtors Association of the Palm Beaches, homes that cost less than $50,000 were on the market just a little over a month. On the other hand, homes costing $1 million or more took an average of 158 days. In Port St. Lucie, the state is acquiring dozens of homes through eminent domain and forcing the residents to clear out. They'll be clearing space to extend the Crosstown Parkway starting at Manth Lane, ending 2 miles away at US 1 and Village Green Drive. Along the way, 60 occupied homes and 30 vacant ones will have to be torn down to make way for the new road. It will alleviate traffic congestion that we've had in the past, according to Frank Knott. He's the project manager. He says it should bring economic growth to the US 1 area. On Thursday, property appraisers began meeting with impacted residents about what they'll get from the state for their property. The project is set to begin next summer. It'll be finished by 2018. Flipping homes for profit has proved less popular during the real estate recovery than in the early boom years, as many investors choose to buy and hold on to homes as rentals. But it's still happening at a higher rate in many Florida counties than it is nationwide. In Palm Beach County, 5% of the homes purchased for the first part of the year were flips, where a home is purchased and then sold within 6 months. According to a recent report by the Irvine-based Realty Track, that's 8% higher than in 2013, but only 1% higher than the same time last year. Post-boom flipping in Palm Beach County saw its highest rate at the end of 2012, with 8% of homes being flipped. Tensions between homeowners and homeowners associations is nothing new, but this particular one is pretty weird. Leonard Regozilio, he's the president of the Lakes at Bluffs Homeowners Association in Jupiter, said his board was just trying to tidy up the community, writing rule violations. So the violation committee started issuing citations for things like doors painted different colors. Well, then a threat appeared on the side of the racquetball court. In big black letters, it said, "Die HOA." The incident, which occurred in March, was written up by the Jupiter Police Department. Regolizio said that he has a hint of who might have done the vandalism to the racquetball courts, but there's no proof. Whoever the culprit was turned off the main electrical power switch to the main office and the security cameras. Otherwise, those cameras would have caught him in the act. So, there's no evidence. Adjustable-rate mortgages got a bit of a bad rap after the housing bust. Many home buyers used the low interest rates on adjustable loans to keep their payments low, but they weren't able to afford to pay their mortgage. Then the loan reset to a much higher rate years later. In the years since, banks have tightened their lending standards to ensure borrowers who get adjustable-rate loans, or ARMs, can afford the rate reset. As interest rates have begun to rise, ARMs have become a more attractive loan option for home buyers seeking the lowest rate on home loans. The important thing is how long you plan to stay there. Take an ARM of what they call a 5-1 ARM. This is a loan that has a 5-year fixed rate, and then it resets on year 6. If you plan to stay less than 6 years, that might be a good option for you. It makes a lot of sense. Of course, before making any big decision like this, you need to consult a professional. We're just giving you a little food for thought here. And speaking of professionals, it's a sign of the times. Foreclosure scams are rampant in South Florida. Here are some tips for you how you can avoid being a victim of one of those scams. You can apply to the Federal Home Making Affordable the Federal Making Homes Affordable program on your own or with the help of a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. We happen to know of one for you. Reach. They have approved counselors ready to take your phone call right now. We'll give you that number in a few minutes. You also need to know that only your mortgage servicer has the discretion to grant loan modifications. And beware of anybody seeking to charge you in advance for mortgage modification service. In most cases, that is illegal. And do not sign over the deed of your property to any individual or organization unless you're working directly with your mortgage company to forgive that debt. And finally, this afternoon, want to buy a home for a buck? $1? Well, in one Detroit suburb, that just might be possible. Warren, Michigan Mayor Jim Fouts made the announcement in a news release on Wednesday. He said the suburb owns 136 lots from tax-reverted purchases from Mancom County, and 70 more will be available with this year's tax sale. Fouts said the buyers will be responsible for closing costs that won't exceed $700 per lot. Additional property taxes will be about $150 a year. The mayor calls it a win-win deal for Warren and the nearby property owners. He said the price is pretty hard to beat, plus the city will no longer have to cut weeds or grass and shovel snow at the sites. For you Floridians, snow is this white stuff that comes down from the sky, and you have to go out in your yard and shovel it to get through your driveway. Well, also in Florida, there are no homes for a dollar.
Well, they do have some snow in Florida, but it's not that good. So we don't even want to talk about it. That's an interesting newscast there, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks for laying that on us.
You're very welcome.
All right. Well, joining us in the studio, as promised, Elkanah Southall. She served as the Neighborhood Housing Services of South Florida, where she spent most of her time counseling those facing foreclosure. She taught home buyer education courses in the Middle Georgia Community Action Agency. And now she's in South Florida marketing for the Reach organization. Elkanah, welcome to Reach Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
How are you? Welcome back. So what do you got going on? Any promotions coming up or anything that's happening with Reach that we should know about?
Well, yes. Actually, on May 6th, this coming Tuesday, from 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m., Reach will be participating in the Great Give. That's a 24-hour online giving event designed to raise as much money as possible for local nonprofit. And all the funds are allocated to each.
What are we giving?
Well,
money?
Not us, but our donors out
right,
there, anyone
right.
who would like to donate to us, we ask them to check on our website. And also they can go on to Great Give website to donate, and they just scroll down and choose Reach.
Hey, Great Give? Is it
yes.
greatgive.com?
greatgivepbc.gov.
greatgivepbc.gov.
Yes.
Okay.
Great Give. Yes.
All right, let's get that straight. Great Give.
Please.
You know what? If you just go to the Reach website, you could probably there's a link there, right?
There's a link there.
I knew that.
Yes.
Our website is reachforhousing.org. That's reach4housing.org. You can go there and check that out and go make a donation, right?
Yes.
Cool. Is that something you put together, or is that something that...
No, I wish, but no. The whole county came together. Palm Beach County and also Martin County came together to raise money for all nonprofits in the county.
You know, Reach does a pretty good job of that, don't we? We really get around to all the nonprofits and we help them out. And the bottom line is we're helping out our listeners and our customers.
Exactly. We try to volunteer in everything that we can, volunteering with other nonprofits, you know, to show that we support the community.
Good deal. What else is coming up?
Well,
I see you have a long list there.
In June, it's NeighborWorks America 31st Annual NeighborWork Week.
Right.
That's in all the organizations across the country, individuals and families working together to build vibrant communities during NeighborWorks Week. So what happened is we pick a family or house, you know, and we either go out there, do a little landscaping or
paint or whatever we can to kind of like rebuild, you know, the community. That's what the week is all about. And you find a lot of volunteers that come out and volunteer services to make the community beautiful.
I know this is radio, folks. I wish you were here watching. Akana's sitting here like, do a little dance, do a little thing, get down tonight. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's how we stay involved with the community. We stay on top of things, right?
Yes.
So what's it like marketing for Reach?
It's fun. Yeah. I get to meet new people and engage in the community. And, you know, I like to have fun. And most of all, we just show and share our information and find out how we can...
Thank goodness this is radio, right? Yes. You can't see what's going on in this room. We just took her up with a Reese's Pieces, folks. That's the deal. We don't even get paid by Reese's. We should. I'm not trying to put you on the line just because your boss is sitting across the table here, but what's the hottest thing coming up for Reach now? What's the next big event?
Well, we are supposed to be having our first annual celebration.
Of?
For our Reach Radio.
Oh yeah. Can you imagine? Yay! Folks, we are like four shows short of a year. So we're going to have a big party. We're going to invite all the guests that have been on the show previously. And
Correct. You,
our listeners, are welcome to come. I don't know where we're going to have it yet, but I'm looking at Pat, and she's kind of like, this looks like it's a surprise on the horizon. But I'm sure that we'll have something. Yeah, we'll definitely have fun. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
So you worked a lot in the foreclosure side of this industry, right?
Yes.
And what have you noticed at Reach so far? That what do we do in the foreclosure line that's better than everybody else? And you know it's better.
Yes. Oh, of course. Of course. Well, that's my other hat. You know, I am the housing counselor. And you know, we help those that are facing foreclosure. And what makes us stand out is because we're engaged with our client. You know, we don't just pick up the paperwork and say, I'll call you in a few weeks. But we also follow up with them. We walk them through the process, letting them know, you know, because it's a frustrating time in their life.
Oh, absolutely.
So we just don't do our work, but we go above and beyond, you know, letting them know we're here to help them. And we do that in many ways than one. Sometimes they're not able to pay their light bill because of the situation that's going on. So we have resources that we can refer them to other agencies that can help them while they're going through their issues.
Right. So we're not actually holding the hand, but we're pretty close to it, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Akana, thanks for coming in today and spreading some light on Reach's marketing venues. And we'll have you back, you know, again at the first of next month, right?
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we've said this before, and me, the one who just said it, would like to say it again. Thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your company. And you could visit the show website at www.reachradioshow.com. Check out our Home of the Week or listen to some past shows. But most importantly, thank you so much for taking your time on Saturdays and joining us on Reach Radio. All right. Joining us in the studio now is the newest addition to the Reach staffer's telephone directory. Obviously, management didn't tell her that she had to be on the Reach Radio show the first of every month. But Ivana Rocha, thank you for coming in. You are a real estate agent specializing in the ever-popular short sale. You earned your degree in business management from Florida Atlantic University and can easily bench press the English and Spanish language, written or oral, with one eye closed and one arm tied behind your back. Is that about right?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what do you think of Reach now?
I'm really excited to start working here.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yes, because, you know, I see there is a really need for a company who care about their clients, and especially that this company can provide service for them without them having to pay. And so there is really honesty. There's really, they care about them. They don't see them just as clients. They see more than us as real friends, more like a family, I will say. That's what I see. So I'm really excited to be part of this company. And, yes, it is a surprise to be in a show. I didn't really knew that. But I'm really excited. I think it's a big opportunity, and just that more people need to know there are a lot of opportunities, because some people get frustrated. They go to companies and even they pay a lot of money and they don't get help. So there is an opportunity for them. They can always try, and they, once they go and they meet the counselors, they will realize that it's really through company they can help them out.
Well, you've been in this business for a while, so you've seen a lot of things, and maybe this is an unfair question with the executive director sitting here, but how do you see REACH differ from the other agencies that are around?
Because they care more about their clients.
Right.
And they really have passion to help them.
Yeah. This isn't a mill, like a mortgage mill or something like that. We actually take the time to work with people. And
yes.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I've seen other nonprofit organizations, but I haven't seen that they really care. Mm-hmm. Like how REACH care about their clients.
Yeah, it's just the business for them, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like we say, we put people in a home, not just a house. And yes. There's a big difference in that. So you were also a leader in the short sale. Is that dead today, or is it still alive and doing well?
No, it's still alive, but definitely there is less short sales than there were in the previous years.
Yeah, the banks pretty much have it figured out now, right?
Yes, they want to help more owners. So that's a good thing. A lot of people were frustrated at the beginning because banks were not helping them out, but that things have changed. They really are now helping them. So there is always an opportunity.
Well, I think the government finally clamped down on them a little bit and said, hey,
definitely.
I think they said, if you have stinking thinking, you need a checkup from the neck up. And that's probably just exactly what they did.
Yes.
So that's fantastic. So what's the thing that you like best about counseling?
Well, I haven't started really counseling, but since I just started working on REACH, but I believe just the... the gratification that you feel when you're helping people, that's really... It's the one I will say that, yes.
I'll go along with you on that. That's probably one of the best things going there. We do help people, and we have fun doing it, and it doesn't hurt too much, right?
Pat? Alan, if I might add, Ivanya has been calling those individuals that went to the first-time homebuyer class last year mm-hmm. and this year to follow up and see if they actually got a home or how we might help them. So we didn't just leave them. And she's had some success. You want to talk about that a moment, Ivanya?
Sure. Yes.
You got about 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. Yes, I definitely called a client that she was there just a little over a year, and she just had the experience that she couldn't purchase the house that she liked. And so I told her that we work with banks that they can help her. They offer closing cost assistance, even of grant, programs. So we refer her to the bank, and she's really starting working with the bank. And so she's really happy because she didn't know this. It was offered by other banks.
Yeah, we don't just walk you to the playground and let you go. We take you in and walk you around and help you out, right?
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, welcome to the REACH Radio staff. We're glad that you're here. If you would like to get a hold of Ivana, it's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Don't forget to press 0 for the operator. When we come back, our Washington, D.C. lobbyist implant has returned to the rebel base near the Jedi Enclave, near the planet Dantooine. So stay with us. The Force is about to reveal the secrets of the real estate universe. Things are about to get ugly, I think. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Oh, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and handsome housing heffy, as I've been told. But, I have a face for radio. We're going to leave it right there. You know, we're flashing a beacon of home ownership for all to see. That way, you know which way to go when you're ready to purchase your little piece of the American dream. You know, Dee Phillips was on a little earlier here, and we forgot a little segment, and we want to bring her back and let her say hello to a very special person.
Yes, I want to give a shout-out, a hello, and a welcome back to my son from Afghanistan, Master Sergeant Patrick Lunsford.
Welcome back.
Son, I just want to say that I'm proud of you, and I love you, and welcome home.
Oh, and we want to thank you for your service. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, I know we had to get that in there because that was important,
that's
right?
That's very important.
Afghanistan, huh? How long was he over there?
About 9 months.
That's enough, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Yes.
And because of his service, Miss D has been taking some classes. Why don't you talk about that a second, D?
Yes. Okay. I took a class that is designed to help people in the military that may be losing their home or that may be transferring from one station to another station. And we have at our disposal the resources that we can help them in dealing with their housing situations.
Great, great. Well, listen, we saved the best for last. And so welcome, if you will, the base commander and owner of the Jedi Enclave, better known as the executive of Reach Radio, Pat Tracy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. But I do want to say we're so glad of Patrick's service and what he has done. And I know Miss D, I've been with her as she followed him and his family when he left, when he came back. So we have that long relationship.
Great.
And we're really happy to have him back in our area now. Right, Miss D?
Yes.
That's it. And we'd like to thank all our servicemen and women for doing the job that they do, helping to keep us safe here in America. And we appreciate you too, Dee, for sending him over there. Did you do that on purpose?
No, I did not.
No, she did
not. That was not my choice.
Well, that's great. We're glad what's his name?
Patrick.
Patrick. Mm-hmm. Great.
Kind of like my name.
You think?
Yes.
Well, Patrick. You had a very busy week last week, didn't you?
I did. I was privileged to go to Washington, D.C. I had I joined the National Low Income Housing Coalition there. It was a wonderful week. At the end of on Wednesday, we did a lobbying, which I had never done. And we lobbied to Senator Nelson's office.
Wait a
I'll
minute.
Tell you, what
you mean lobbying? Did you like hand somebody a lot of money? Is it? Not that kind of lobbying?
No, but I found out where the word comes from. Do you know, Alan?
Lobby?
Uh-huh.
I just thought it was a place you go in the middle of the picture to get some popcorn.
Kind of that way. There were people sitting out, standing out when presidents came at this old hotel in the lobby and would try to get them to listen to their thing. So that's where the word lobbyist came from, because they were standing in the lobby.
It's the only place they could get to them.
Trying to get attention from the presidents that were perhaps drinking at the bar and coming back out. So,
same thing, popcorn. And yeah.
Yes,
goodness.
I thought that was neat. But no, we did go in and we went to Senator Nelson's office. We went to Congressman Murphy's office. We went to Congressman Tom Rooney's office and a Congresswoman Lowell Frankel's office. So it was a great, interesting time. So I want to give you some details about what we were lobbying about.
Okay.
Okay, so how much time do I have?
You got about 6 minutes.
Okay, good.
All right,
good.
Well, the producer says five, I say six. Let's say 5:30.
Okay. What I want to say, in the state of Florida, and I think this is very interesting, 34% of all the people in the state of Florida are renters.
Wow.
And of that, 495,990, or actually 20% of that group, are very low income individuals. And you can relate to this, Alan. I think we were discussing your son.
Mm-hmm.
The low income person earns, and this is the level that we have, federal level, is $17,000. $25 a year or less. And when you look at that group,
that's considered low income, right?
That's considered a very low income. And when you look at that, there's 389,752 shortages of units for those people in the state of Florida. There's almost 400,000 shortage of units for the people in that income
level.
When
you say units, you mean like
a house,
apartments
a two-bedroom
or a house?
House
a house or an apartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And to get the average two-bedroom house or apartment or housing for your family here, the worker would have to earn $19.39 an hour.
Oops.
So what we're just now trying to push the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Can you imagine they're still running behind the game trying to get the funds there? So I think that's very – we should look at our housing as part of why we're doing what we do. So I think it's the statistics speak for themselves. If 34% is a rental community for the whole state.
Wow. Yeah. How's the housing business doing? Are there a lot of new starts? I guess, is that what they call them, a new build or a new start or new homes?
Well, there's a lot of new starts, and there's a lot of new starts and a lot of investors still buying up property. I think about 85% of all sales are now cash sales. But if you think about that, what's that going to do to our economy here for those very low-income individuals? Now, part of what we were lobbying for is the National Housing Trust Fund. And there is a bill out right now, the Johnson-Crapo bill, and I want to tell you a little bit about that.
Okay.
In 2008, legislation was approved that Fannie and Freddie would give a small percentage of their business to low-income housing, and then the bus came, and they never gave a dime.
Mm.
Now they're back profitable, and they still have never given any money. So there's litigation going through to get Fannie and Freddie to come up to what was agreed on and give money to assist low-income housing. However, with all that we know about Fannie and Freddie, they may be going away.
I've heard that rumor.
They go away, what happens with our funding for low-income families that we never got but we're in hopes of getting and that we're litigating for? And so there is a bill called the Johnson-Crapo bill that's out today that would help fund those monies in the sense that it would give about $3.75 billion into the low-income housing off the servicing funds. So that's what we're lobbying for, because in case Fannie and Freddie go, there is no other outlet.
You don't think they'll have another acronym or three-letter acronym that will take its place?
They may, but it took so long to get the approval on this non-paid bill that then we definitely want to go ahead and push the Johnson-Crapo bill. I noticed that we don't have a lot of time going on, but I want to bring up one other thing that's really important in this minute is December 31st, the Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure Act sunsets, and we're asking that that be approved again, which is if you pay your landlord, you get 90 days if he doesn't pay and he's foreclosed upon. Today you get 90 days to move.
Right.
You will not get that if this is not approved, and you can come home and your things be out on the street. So it's just the Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure that we're trying to promote and get continued.
Right. That's been a problem. I know some people that happened to. They got thrown out because the people that own the house didn't pay.
Yes.
So, and you know, we're going to have you back on the next show to finish up this. We ran a little along with everything today, but
I have much more. I can't wait to tell you about it.
Well, we'll do that next week, I promise. Listen, we're heading over to the Masonic Lodge on Parker and Belvedere. No, it's not Bob Belvedere. I know where it is. We're going to have a Hispanic cookout, Cinco de Mayo there. The number for that lodge, if you get lost, is 561-833-0034. We'll see you over there. We're going to have some pork on the grill. And we thank you for joining us this week, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, noon to 1. Be sure to tell your friends about the show. And remember, we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got